This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, the stories of two local Paralympians and how a partnership between Melodic Connections and Everybody is a Star is touching the lives of local musicians with disabilities. First up, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson is joining us on Cincinnati Edition this week as he covers the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. And yourself?
Good, good.
So you've been hanging out with the Ohio delegation for a few days now, so I'm curious what their mood is, and are they starting to come to grips with the idea of Trump as their presidential candidate?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, some of them are looking at this thing and saying, okay, well, this is inevitable, and we might as well just get on board. I don't find many of them telling me that they really want to go out and work hard to elect Donald Trump. They more or less, most of the ones I've talked to say, well, we want to help elect Rob Portman. We want to help elect other Republicans down the ticket. There are, you know, some exceptions. Alex Triano-Filou, the Hamilton County Republican Party chairman, you know, he says he's all in for Donald Trump and will do anything he can to help him in Hamilton County and in Ohio. But you get a very mixed reaction. A lot of them are not very happy about it. I talked to Steve Shabbat, congressman from Cincinnati. He's all in. Says, you know, the alternative, Hillary Clinton, is much worse.
So the Ohio delegates, Howard, are obviously committed to John Kasich, who won the Ohio primary. Have you heard much outward criticism of Trump?
Well, you don't hear a whole lot of specifics. I mean, every once in a while, you know, people will talk to you about certain things that Trump has said during the campaign. I've had a number of delegates who've talked to me about Trump attacking the judge in the Trump University case, pointing out that he was of Mexican background. And, that, you know, there were people in the Ohio delegation who just objected to that. They found that just not acceptable. You don't hear a lot of specifics from them, but they just have this general unease about him. They look at John Kasich as somebody who is an experienced person, government experience, who has been in Congress and been governor of a major state. And Donald Trump doesn't have any of that.
So you're not even seeing anybody on the Ohio delegation wearing a Trump button or sticker or anything like that?
No, I have not seen a single one all week. And, you know, I've been to a lot of conventions, and Democratic and Republican both, and you go to these delegation breakfasts, and usually the people are just like dressed from head to toe in buttons, stickers, bumper stickers, all kinds of paraphernalia, you know, touting their presidential candidate. Well, I've seen none of that, and really, frankly, you don't see very much of it other places around Cleveland.
Now, yesterday at the Ohio delegation breakfast, the delegates heard from Frank Luntz, who's one of the leading GOP pollsters in the U.S. What was
this morning, yes.
Yeah, that was this morning. Okay, thank you for correcting me on that. What was his message?
Well, Frank Luntz, he's a very funny guy, number one. He's on Fox News a lot, and he's pretty entertaining. But he had a serious message for him, too. Said, hey, look, Ohio, you better get your act together and go back and work for this Republican ticket, because it could end up being all up to you as to whether or not Republicans succeed this year or not. You cannot go back to Ohio after this convention divided. And then he talked, too, about young people, 18 to 29-year-olds. 58% of them that he polled said that they prefer socialism over capitalism, which kind of explains the Bernie Sanders phenomenon, according to Luntz. And Luntz said, you know, you can forget about those people. You're not going to get them.
What else is on the schedule today for the Ohio delegation, Howard?
Well, this afternoon, they're going over to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is very nearby the delegation hotel, and they're going to have a party for their governor, Governor Kasich, just to kind of celebrate him and honor him. And he's a big rock and roll fan, so he should enjoy it. And then tonight, of course, is a session where candidates are nominated, and they have the roll call of the states. At this point, Governor Kasich hasn't released his delegates, no indication that he will. and they'll end up casting their ballots for John Kasich, and they'll lose, and Donald Trump, of course, will win.
Howard, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Certainly. Absolutely. My pleasure.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. Howard will be joining us this week on Cincinnati Edition with the latest news and analysis from the Republican National Convention. You can also hear his reports during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. And you can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.